الحمد لله نفقه فيك تختارنا سورة النساء التي تود الليليس وصف الله تعالى نبيني of the surah the most important thing which is always emphasized in the Quran many a times which is the most quality greatest quality one every Muslim has to have in him that will prevent him from committing sin and that will become more close to Allah ta'ala is taqwa. Even fasting also, the purpose of fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ so they become God-conscious, God-fearing. In other words, if you are God-conscious and God-fearing, then it's obvious that you keep away from all kinds of sins. That effect must be does all the time, 24 hours. So the taqwa, the sahaba ikram, when they should meet each other, it's always say اِتَّقُوا اللَّهُ fear Allah. They remind them all the time. We also have got the same quality to us that whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever action that we do, ittaqullah, fear Allah. When you have fear Allah Ta'ala, then this Allah Ta'ala had in the surah too, ittaqullah, fear Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala shows His greatness, how He created Adam alayhi salam, and showing us that you belong to one Adam alayhi salam and the Hawa. No matter what kind you are, what color you may be, no matter what religion, what language you may be speaking, but you belong to these two people. But the whole world is one. So in other words, we have to look in kind of unity all the time. No matter which part of the world you can be, but you must be all one. That's why when you go to Makkah to Mukarramah, you find different types of people that you see all in one. Unity. Adam alayhi salam was now Allah showing how great Allah was and He created this thing. Then again another part in this ayah that I read was Vasaluna, that always fear that be always your family ties. Do not break family ties. Family ties is very important. In other words, many a time one's barakat goes merely because of family ties, breaking family ties. A person may be giving a lot of charity, giving a lot of nafil namaz, he may be giving a lot of nafil fast, but in breaking family ties, unfortunately, he loses everything. So very important family ties. They can break, but we must not break. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this much, that in family ties, you try your level best to keep that relationship. If they break it, no problem, but you must not break it. That is where the problem is, that's where the solution is, that you'll always keep family ties. That's very, very important. There's barakat in family ties. You find that in your business also there's barakat. At home there's barakat, happiness everywhere. So that is one point. Then another problem, Allah Ta'ala, on that time and before Islam, the situation of the women was very bad. They were treated very badly. There was no importance at all to them. They had no real value in the eyes of the women concerned. Allah Ta'ala brought this condition in them that the women's position is very high in Islam. When Islam came into existence, the most important, the women are so high. At that time, in those days, in the days of Jahiliyyah, they were not even there, the ladies had no say at all, not even part of the inheritance too. The children were no part of the inheritance too. Nothing at all. They were just taken like slaves for once. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the ayah that they could marry any amount of women also they should marry. Allah ta'ala brought about this command that you can get married. When you get married, a person can get married to four women. But then Allah ta'ala, in khiftum Allah ta'adilu. You can get married to no matter four women, but ta'adilu, fairness is very important. You have to be just. That is very important today. It is more just today. People are getting married because of lust. Nothing else. Not because of those days, it was because of the Battle of Uhud. Lot of women became widows. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got this ayah to say that they also. The Nabi Kareem got married not because of lust and desire. It was because of they were all widows. Somehow they have to live in this world. That's why they got married. But say get married before. However, he got married, Allah gave him permission. But what I'm saying is this much, that we are today getting married, not because to get married any other purpose, we serve lust and desire. That's why there's no just. When there's lust, there's no just. So there's no just at all. So that's why there's so much harm is caused. So when Allah Ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, that person will come to know what is the purpose. punishment for that. Allah Mari Vada Karma. So in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the point, if you cannot get married, wa in khiftum Allah ta'adilu fa wahida. If you cannot make justice, keep to one. That's all, more than that. Thereafter, this one also, that Allah Ta'ala in this ayah came not in that when a person, when he passes away to inheritance, you know, that those days, that Allah Ta'ala made the wish, or that Jahiliyyah time, there no children, the children got no part of the inheritance, the wife got no part of inheritance, Allah Ta'ala got a law of inheritance. Inheritance that we must do this, but that whatever, when a person passes away, he's the inheritance, go to the family. And always do not delay inheritance. The delay inheritance that caused a lot of harm. You know, when a person passes away, they say, you know what, let us do it quickly. The reason for doing it quickly is at that time everyone is now sad. The heart is not toward the money. It's had with the concern of the person. And in that very quickly, when you do the part with quickly in inheritance, that quickly everyone accepts it too. But when you delay those things, then when the time, and then the love of the world comes so much in the heart, then thereafter they don't want to go again. Okay, Allah Ta'ala. So those things are not supposed to be delayed at the time. After delay happens, then all the estate become corrupted. Everything in corruption, then you see, unfortunately, the sad part of it, the court makes all the money. And there's so much of no all this children all the time, not yet. Long. So this is also happening too much. We're delaying the thing. The estate carries on, the man passes away, no one knows nothing. It carries on, and up to this now it's still carrying on. So Allah must save us from that. That's why it's really important that the time when a person passes away, try to put your things right. Immediately put it right. They say he's after money. We're not after money, we have to put the thing right. But once you do not put it right, that person gets taklif. When any of mistakes he made, you can put the mistakes right. So that is also, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about women, how to behave with the women, which is very important. They have come into your life. Why can Allah ta'ala bring about husband and wife? وَعَشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. This ayat also in the bed tonight. That become most honored to them, be honorable to them, keep happy to them, be kind to them, be good to them. Allah Ta'ala made that partners of that kind, be good and kind to the wives. Because then Allah Ta'ala says to many a thing that time you do not like certain things, but in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala that is good for you. Many a time you don't like certain things with your wife, but it's not realized that is something Allah that is good for you. So these are the few things that I will discuss tonight. Very important how to look at the wife, and how to spend our inheritance, how to go about. And when a person passes away, even though he's got his few rights, which are fulfilled, his rights, so when that is his janaza namaz, if he's got any debts, he has to pay his debts out. And if he made wasiyat of any kind, then a certain amount of wasiyat also. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran all these commands, and he will make sure that we will also follow them. Allah Ta'ala amarkan in tawfiq. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اللهم إنا نعبدك ونشكرك ونستعينك فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك بالضعف والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه برحمتك